Rod's Pulse Podcast number 15, Podcasting Tech, Podcatching for Non-iPods, Delicious, and a Geek Song. Hi, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back to another podcast. This is going to be another pretty tech-heavy podcast, so be warned. The supervisor rants. He says this website spams. I want my clicks improved by Friday. I hit the URL. It's like just a little teaser, quote, tonight I need your CSS, coding in the darkness. From now on, no more tables nest. You will meet web standards, end quote. What lyrics. I'll play the full song for you at the end of my podcast. This episode is not just for geeks. If you're a non-iPod user like me, but you're having trouble syncing podcasts to your non-iPod MP3 player, please stay tuned. I'll also be covering some podcasting news, tips, and introducing a podcast for web developers. I just added two new features to my blog show notes website at rodspulsepodcast.com. The first is a way to subscribe using email. Now, let's say you're not an iPod user or you don't use an MP3 player and you don't have an account on Pulse. Pulse is Jefferson's campus portal. You can still keep up with the latest in e-learning tech by getting an email with the content of my episode sent directly to your email client. All you do then is click on the link in your email and the audio plays. This is another clever service from FeedBurner. Look for the sign-on under the subscribe area on my blog. The second new feature is a Delicious Tag Cloud. What is Delicious? Delicious is a free web service that you can use to bookmark websites and allows you to share your links with others. Now, this is not directly related to podcasting, but it's a very useful thing to know about, I think, and I'm using it on my blog, and so I thought I would share it with you. This is quite a memorable URL. It's the word delicious with two strategically placed periods. That's del.icio.us. This comes in especially handy if you use multiple computers. I often bookmark sites at work, but then I can't get to them from home or vice versa. Now, if you use the bookmark module in Blackboard, you can get your links from home or work after you log in. That's true. However, you can't share those links. And if you want a service, the ability to share bookmarks, then Delicious is very clever, and I invite you to take a look at it. Once you set up a free account, they make it very easy for you to tag websites with a keyword of your choice, or you can just click on a tag that's recommended by Delicious. So now I can share my Delicious links. You can go directly to those by going to del.icio.us/rodspulsepodcast. It's also easy to give users a URL to a subset of your tags, but I make it even easier for listeners on my podcast. I've added a so-called Tag Cloud to my blog. If you look under links, you'll now see two static links and a cluster of words in alphabetical order that indicate all the tags I've attached to websites that I've discussed in my podcast or plan to discuss in the near future. So the key thing about a cloud is that you notice that the words are different sizes and colors. The larger and whiter words are for tags with a large number of entries, and or if it's a small dark green word for those tags that only have one or two entries. So you just click on a word and you'll go to my list of bookmark sites with that particular tag. I hope this helps you find sites that you may have heard about in my podcast and you want to go back and check it out. Now, the great thing from my standpoint is that the cloud is created dynamically and changes automatically on my blog website. So every time I go and tag a new website with one of those tags, it'll automatically appear on my blog. So now the main topic for today, how do you sync podcasts to your non-iPod MP3 player? Remember, you don't need an iPod. As you know, iTunes is available on Macs and Windows PCs, but it's only designed to sync tunes or podcasts to the iPod brand of MP3 players. Now, my wife and daughter own iPods, and they have no problem syncing music up to their iPods, but I've never owned one, so I needed to figure out a way to do this on the MP3 player that I used. Now, the key here is that your MP3 player needs to be able to be identified as an external drive on Windows. Most MP3 players have a USB cable that connects to your PC, so you would plug it in and see if the player drive shows up. If not, check the manual or any software that came with your player, and they may tell you how to figure that out. Now, I use a Trio 600 as my MP3 player, among other things. Of course, the Trio is also a phone, a PDA, camera, etc. If you want to check out the Trios, you can go to web.palm.com. Now, as you may know, PDAs like the Trio have a hot sync function, and it comes with the Trio or any other Palm-based PDA, but it doesn't allow you to sync files that lie outside the normal realm of the PDA applications. So unfortunately, you'll need to purchase a third-party application. Check out what's called Card Export 2 by Softik. It costs $14.95, and you can see the URL in my blog show notes. Now, this is specific to the Trio products, but it allows you to mount your Trio or I think other brand MP3 players to the web. So here are the steps that you need to take to get your podcast onto your MP3 player. First, you have to get ready to connect your MP3 player or to dock your Palm PDA and run the card export program I just mentioned. Second, you need to subscribe to a podcast using your podcatcher of choice. Now, you can use iTunes or Juice if you're using iTunes already on your PC and you don't have an iPod, you can stick with that. But if you're not using iTunes to listen to or buy music, then I would stick with Juice, and it's a bit simpler to use. Now, Juice was once called iPodder, and it came out of the efforts of Adam Curry and his gang. And this is what you hear after you install Juice, or what used to be called iPodder.
Hi, I'm Adam Curry. Welcome to the iPod platform. Hearing this message means you have successfully installed iPodder on your computer, and you should see a new playlist on your MP3 player titled iPodder Test Channel containing this file. You now can add any URL that points to an RSS feed with enclosures to automatically receive new podcasts by subscription. You can use iPodder.org as your guide to new software, news, and pointers to new podcast directories and services. We really hope you enjoy receiving and creating your podcasts, and please remember, this stuff's supposed to be fun, so enjoy.
Now, notice he actually refers to iPods. Now, this was before, you can tell it's an old file, it's before iTunes supported podcasts, even for iPods. So, anyway, they were first on the block with a good podcatcher. So let's assume you've already subscribed to a couple of podcasts and you want to download them to your MP3 player. So you configure your podcatcher to keep only episodes from the last so many days. Now, the problem might be, if you don't do this, is that you're going to clog up your MP3 player with podcasts that are, you know, weeks old. For music, it's not an issue because you just load the music you want. But if you're subscribed to a podcast, they're going to keep piling up. So you want a way to limit that. So what I'm going to do now is just, and again, you can actually follow along if you've installed Juice, or you can pause this and install Juice. When you load Juice, you go into the Tools menu, and you click Add a Feed, and that's where you type in the URL for your feed. And then there's a cleanup tab there, and it allows you to automatically delete episodes more than X days old. So I typically put in 7 days or 14 days, depending on the frequency of the podcast. So this will automatically delete old podcasts off of your hard drive. So you save that. You can subscribe to any number of podcasts, either by manually typing in the URL or go to their built-in podcast directory, and that will search their podcasts that that Juice has access to. Now, the key here is to figure out where these files are being saved, because Juice will not copy them automatically to your MP3 player. You can play them on your computer, and if that's all you intend to do, then you don't need to go any further. But go into Preferences on Juice, and you will see, in the first tab, you'll see the download podcast into this folder, and you'll see the pathway to where your podcasts are being saved on your computer. Now, keep that in mind, because the next thing you're going to do is load Windows Media Player. Now, I'm using, one of the latest versions of Windows Media Player. Let's see which one it is. It's version 10. So this is a free program from Microsoft. It's probably on your computer already if you have a recent Windows PC. And what you want to do with Windows Media Player is to go to the File menu and click Add to Library by Monitoring Folders. And when you go there, there's a way for you to add the path to the place where Juice is collecting your podcasts. And then, lo and behold, you're going to see a list of all of your podcasts. And the next step then is to create an auto playlist. And to do that, I'm going to go through it here. I'm going to say create a new playlist. How do I do that? Custom playlist. How do I do it? Okay, I see it. You go to auto playlist, right click, and say new, and then you're going to give it a name. Could be your My Podcast playlist. You could then you click the first green bar and you type in, pull down the list and go to genre. And where it says genre is, you click where it says click to set, and you scroll down to podcast. So now it's going to, this automatic playlist will look for everything that has a genre podcast in your directory. And you're going to click the second criteria, and you're going to click date added. And you're going to say date added to library is after, is before. You're going to select and say the last 7 days or 30 days. This is another assurance that you're not going to get old podcasts automatically copied to your MP3 player. So you click OK, and then you're going to see a list of all the podcasts that will come over to your MP3 player. You merely dock your MP3 player and go to the Sync tab on Windows Media Player. It's going to show you a list of your devices, and in my example, I'll see something called card, which means that this is the drive on my Trio that has the where I'm going to be playing my MP3 podcasts. And you click Setup Sync, point it to your podcast playlist that you've just created, and click Start Sync. So, in a nutshell, that's how you have to set it up. Now you have to make sure that your podcatcher and your Windows Media Player are running. Maybe on a daily basis, you're going to dock your PDA or MP3 player either every morning or evening, and it'll automatically sync up your files to your MP3 player. So, good luck with that. Let me know if you have any questions or difficulty. Now, for the geeks who still happen to be listening, I'd like to introduce you to a tech podcast. It's called Boag World. It's from Great Britain. You can see the URL in my show notes. And as they say on their blog, they aim to provide news and advice on web design and management without overwhelming techno babble. It features Paul Boag and his partner, Marcus Lillington, who discuss various programming tech for web developers, such as those on my staff. Hint, hint. I'll let them tell you using the short promo from Boag World.
Welcome to Boagworld.com.
The podcast for those involved in designing, developing, and running websites.
This is what everybody waits for.
Hello and welcome to the 31st episode of Boagworld.com, a podcast for all those involved in designing, developing and running websites on a daily basis. My name's Paul Boag and joining me is Marcus Lillington.
As ever, yes. Here I am.
Okay, so as hopefully you heard from last week's show, the topic for this week is going to be working with style guides. However, that is not all we are covering in this week's show. We're also going to do a bit of a question time thing. I bet question time in the UK is a heavy-hitting political thing where they get in politicians and the audience grills them with difficult
TV
questions.
Show.
TV show, that's yeah. It.
Well, anyway, that was just a short clip from Boag World podcast. Now, this is how I discovered this piece of podcast music, a bit of tongue-in-cheek. The song is entitled A Love Song to Boag World. But it could be subtitled Love Song to CSS. Now, CSS stands for Cascading Style Sheets, and it's a language used to describe how HTML document should be formatted. This song is by Andrew Rothman, who based the song on another song called Hands to Heaven, and that was written by Marcus Lillington of Boag World and when he was with a local band in the UK. So before I sign off, I thought you might like to hear this entire tongue-in-cheek song. So enjoy.
Escape 6.
That about does it for today's program. Thanks very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave me feedback. You can go to rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on my blog. You can send feedback to my email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send me audio feedback by calling into my comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.